Hey there, welcome back to our podcast, where we break down the workplace basics without putting you to sleep. I'm Chad.
And I'm Zoe. Today we're talking about employment contracts and what happens when things come to an end.
You mean, like, job breakups?
Exactly. Sometimes it's mutual, sometimes it's not. Either way, it helps to know your rights. So let's start from the top. All right, Chad, let me ask you, what exactly is an employment contract?
Good question. In Cambodia, an employment contract is just an agreement where one person, the employee, agrees to work for someone else, the employer, in exchange for wages. That's under Article 65 of the labor law.
And does it matter what language the contract is in?
Technically, no. The law doesn't say you must use Khmer. But in practice, it's a smart move. A contract in Khmer can help when applying for a foreign employee's work permit or if you end up in a labor dispute.
So, better safe than sorry. Got it. Now, I keep hearing about these FDCs and UDCs. What do they actually mean?
Okay, so there are two main types. First up, FDC. That's a fixed duration contract. It's for a specific time period, like 6 months or 1 year.
So it has a clear start and end date?
Exactly. And it has to be in writing. Also, the length can't be more than 2 years at a time. And if you renew it, all the renewals together can't go beyond 4 years.
And after 4 years?
After that, it turns into a UDC, an undetermined duration contract. That's the second type. It has no end date, and it can even be verbal, though written is always safer.
Wait, so if I have an FDC that goes past 2 years, or it doesn't mention an end date, it automatically becomes a UDC?
Bingo.
All right, let's talk about endings. What happens when either side wants to say we're done?
Well, first there's termination notice. The rules depend on whether you're on an FDC or a UDC.
Let's start with FDCs. What's the notice period there?
If the contract is 6 months or less, no notice needed. More than 6 months, 10 days. More than 1 year, you need 15 days.
Okay, that's straightforward. And for UDCs?
It depends on how long you've worked. Less than 6 months will be 7 days. 6 months to 2 years will be 15 days. 2 to 5 years will be 1 month. 5 to 10 years will be 2 months. Over 10 years will be 3 months.
Wow. So the longer you work, the longer the notice.
Yep. And during that notice period, the employee gets 2 paid days off per week to look for another job.
Nice. What if the employer doesn't give notice?
Then they have to pay the employee for that notice period. No skipping out.
All right, the juicy part. Compensation. What are employees entitled to if they're let go?
Well, it depends on why they're being let go. Let's break it down.
Let's say the employer just ends the contract without a valid reason. What then?
For FDCs, unpaid wages, payment for unused leave, 5% severance on total wages, and compensation equal to what they would have earned until the contract ends.
That adds up. And for UDCs?
They get unpaid wages, payment for unused leave, pay in lieu of notice, seniority payments owed, and damages equal to the total seniority payments already received.
Okay, what if the employee did something seriously wrong?
In that case, no damages or severance, just unpaid wages and leave.
Makes sense. And what about if the company goes bankrupt?
They still get the basics, unpaid wages, leave pay, and severance for FDC. But no damages, since bankruptcy isn't really about personal fault or damage to reputation.
Ah, right. It's not personal. It's financial. So to sum up, know what kind of contract you have. Understand your notice period. And if you're let go, know what you're entitled to.
Exactly. Employment contracts aren't just paperwork. They protect both sides. So read them, understand them, and ask questions if you're unsure.
That's all for today's episode of Cambodia Legal and Tax. Keep learning, keep growing, and don't forget, your rights at work matter.
Catch you next time.